Welcome, First Baptist family and friends, to our Wednesday night prayer service for July 21st. Participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call their name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Reginald Hardman.
Welcome, everybody. Will you please join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening by these electronic means. We come, Father, first and foremost because we know that the only reason we're here is because you allowed it to be so. And at the top of our list, we want to thank you very much. We realize there wasn't anything that we did to deserve your mercy or your grace. But because you're so good and kind, so wonderful, so caring, so loving, you allowed us to wake up this morning and see a brand new day, one in which we've never seen before. And when it's gone, we won't see it again. Thank you for everyone that's on this line right now. Thank you that for those who will join us, Father. We ask you to bless this service this evening. Bless every participant, whether they speak, pray, sing, or just listen. Touch their hearts, touch their minds, touch their soul. Help us, Father, to be kind to one another. As your darling son Jesus taught us to be, to love everybody. Father, we have to be conscious of how we talk to one another, how we care for one another. Another's pain is our pain. Another's joy is our joy. And we can't let the enemy steal our joy. We want to thank you, Father, for being steadfast and unmovable. We want to thank you, Father, for being so good and kind. We want to thank you, Father, for First Baptist Church. Thank you for all its past pastors, all its past members. Thank you for the current members. Thank you for those members who are yet to be. Prepare the way, Father. Prepare us so that we may be attractive to let somebody else come into First Baptist Church. Let us put this smile on our face and in our heart to welcome people in. We ask you, Father, to bless those young children today who don't know the way but may look to us to lead them. Father, we ask you to put the words in our mouths and in our minds that we may say the right things to let them come in. And Father, young adults, we ask you to bless them as well. Bless those people who are middle-aged, Father, and bless the senior citizen. Bless those who are lying on their sick beds, and bless those people who are under the sign of bereavement. Touch them all, Father, as only you can. Father, we know that there's a lot of things that we could be praying for this evening. But we want to just say thank you for everything that you've ever done. Thank you for your creation. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for just allowing us to be one more day. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We honor you and lift you up. We thank you for all the ministries of First Baptist Church. Thank you for our Sunday school. Thank you for those superintendents of our Sunday school. Thank you for each teacher. Thank you for each student. We ask you to bless them all. Bless the choirs and bless everybody, Father. We say if anybody stands in need, we ask you to let them tell us, Father. Not that we will tell anybody else, but that we can be able to help. Father, we love you. We praise and honor you. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask this prayer. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Deaconess Linda Taylor.
friends, visitors, and family. I am especially blessed and glad to read a word from the Lord. I'm going to be reading Psalm 133 from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore." Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Sister Mary Johnson Williams.
Good evening, everyone. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among people. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Father of us all, I come to you this evening with a humble heart, a grateful and thankful heart as I pray on behalf of your people. I come thanking you for who you are and the many blessings you continue to bestow upon us. Thanking you, Lord, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Sometimes life can get hard and weigh us down. But when we think of your goodness, we can't help but give you thanks and praise to your holy and divine name. Oh, Lord, over 18 months ago, the world shut down. So many people are not with us today. Some of us called on your name, the name above all names. And this evening, we can testify that you are a good and merciful God, a God who is too wise to make any mistakes and too kind to be unjust. We thank you, Lord, because we are still here. And now I lift up the sick, the shut-in, and the bereaved. The list is long, but you know all about them. I lift them up to you, acknowledging that you are a healer, a deliverer, a comforter. You can do all but fail. I lift up our children all over this land and their families. You know what they stand in need of. Please, Lord, bless as only you can do. I ask that you bless our pastor this evening, Reverend Tucker, and his daughter Lisa. Strengthen them where they may be weak and continue to prop them up on every leaning side. And then I lift up the government and this world, your world, Lord. Work in the hearts and minds of rulers and officials to accomplish your sovereign purpose, for we know you are in control. I pray for all who are under the sound of my voice tonight. We all need you. Can't do nothing without you. Continue to guide and protect us as we run this journey called life. And lastly, Lord, I pray tonight for the speaker of the hour, my brother, as he speaks to you from his heart. What an amazing God we serve. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
You will now have approximately 2 minutes to speak to the Lord on your own behalf. We will now have a reading by Sister Alta Booth.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you. Sister Booth, we can hear you. Sister Booth?
Yes.
Did you have a reading that you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, I was starting to read. I thought you could hear me.
We can hear you just fine. We just need you to start speaking.
Okay. Good evening, my First Baptist members and friends. Thank you for this opportunity to share my thoughts on this prayer meeting evening. Let me start by asking you a question. How do you start your day? I imagine you often start your day by rushing around, preparing that special cup of coffee with jelly toast, reading the newspaper, or watching the daily news on the TV. But wait, how should you start your day? Let's remember to start our day by spending a few moments with God. All of us, I'm sure, can think of numerous things to thank Him for, but two things which all of us can surely relate of thanking Him for waking us up this morning and thanking Him for the many blessings He continues to bestow upon us. Additionally, we can thank Him for keeping the devil from fulfilling his plans on us. Surely, God wants us to have and enjoy that special cup of coffee with jelly toast, read the newspaper, and keep abreast with the daily TV news, but not to rush around like a buzzsaw. After spending a few moments with Him, we can continue our day's activities and be blessed and have the courage to face the daily winding roads of life. Remember, He woke you up this morning with a reasonable amount of health, with love of family and friends, with prosperity of which you may not be aware, with courage and strength to carry you through the day. Thank you, God. You have my time. Amen.
Amen. We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Reginald Williams.
Good evening, First Baptist. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for your word, which is life to our very spirit. We thank you for your mercy and your grace that you have shown us since we last met a week ago to lift all our concerns up to you in prayer. We ask that you continue to lead us in your ways and fill our hearts with your love, your joy, and your peace. Help us to see others as you see them. I ask, Father, that you guide our every decision, our every effort, our every conversation. I ask that you continue to go before us, that we might walk in your light, that you'll guide us in all the situations that we encounter. As each hour passes, Lord, bless us with your strength and with your joy. Keep us under your watchful eye, for we know you're always ready to help us and comfort us. We ask, Father, that you continue to watch over so many of us who have sincere needs that have situations of sickness, financial instabilities, food instabilities. There's so many things, Father, that are going on in our world that we need you to intervene in. We know that you can do these things for us, that you have done these things for us, and pray that you continue to do these things for us. We ask, Father, that you lift up this ministry, that it has been able to provide us with the ability to lift you up in prayer and lift up our congregation in prayer each week, that you'll allow us to re-enter our church, and that we can continue to do this great work which you have commissioned us to do. It is in the name of your darling Son, Jesus the Christ, that we do pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Trustee Leroy Taylor, Chair of the Counting Committee and a member of the Male Chorus and Adult Class Number 2.
You see, I realize a man needs Jesus. I wonder, can I get a witness? You see, I always go to church. I remember way back down in Virginia where I come from. People used to go to church in the morning and stay all day long. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, yes, sir. You see, they believe. They believed in him. But this day, I just don't know what done happened to man. You may not believe in church. I woke up all this morning. I sat out beside my bed. I thought about all the Bible and there I had read. Oh, nothing at all. Pick up a man.
We thank God that the voice you heard was that of my uncle, my late uncle, I should say. He wrote that song about 25 years ago, and he comes to remind us that we, a man still, to this day, need Jesus. So we thank God for that selection. Let me say good afternoon to my First Baptist Church family, and welcome to all our friends and visitors. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. I want to thank the committee for having our family to participate in the service this evening. We greatly appreciate the opportunity to speak a word on behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As my sister liked to say, we are mighty, mighty grateful. Thank you so much. My inspirational moment this evening comes from the word unity. Unity. You heard Linda read the scripture a minute ago from Psalms 133. But for our hearing, I just want to reread verse number 1. And it reads, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity." Some translations read, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people dwell together in unity." Let us have a word of prayer. God, our Father, we thank you for this, another opportunity to come before your throne of grace. As we come with grateful hearts and thankful hearts for the many blessings you bestow upon us day by day and hour by hour. I ask now that our continued blessings upon all those that are under the sound of my voice. Bless each family that's represented here tonight. We pray, God, that you would just continue to lead, guide, and direct us. Love and protect us that we might have your everlasting joy, peace, and love in our hearts, in our families, and in the world. And now I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Unity. The question becomes, how do we achieve this unity that the Bible talks about? In the words of our own Reverend Donald Robinson, I'm glad you asked. I can't wait to tell you. In my humble opinion, to achieve sincere unity, we need not look no further than the fruits of the Spirit, found in Galatians 5:22. There are 9 fruits of the Spirit listed there, but I want to focus on the first 3 this evening: love, joy, and peace. Just the mere mention of these words, love, joy, and peace, sort of conjure up this whole idea of unity. When we look at the first fruit of the Spirit, love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7 tells us, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hope, always persevere. And then verse 13 says, and now these 3 remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. These verses are powerful indictments of one's conscience and character. John 13:34 tells us, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. There's a very familiar hymn, one of my favorites, is called Love Lifted Me. The chorus line says, Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. When we have love, we have unity. The second fruit of the Spirit, joy. The one scripture that jumps out at me concerning joy is found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. It reads, Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. In other words, when we have joy, we can rejoice in the Lord. When we have joy, we can relax knowing He is near. When we have joy, we can release our prayers and petitions to Him. And when we have joy, we can rest, knowing our hearts and minds are guarded by Christ Jesus. Verse 8 goes on to tell us, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. When we have joy, it is easy to have unity. The third fruit of the Spirit that sort of signals unity is peace. Ephesians 2:14 says, Jesus himself is our peace. And chapter 4:2-3 reads, Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Colossians 3:15 says, Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. John 14:27 tells us, My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. If you do not have Jesus, we don't have peace. Those who believe in Jesus wholeheartedly can live in unity, knowing they are God's children. In closing, I would say that if we would just consider the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, then unity is already ours. Unity is the soul of fellowship. Our supreme model for unity is the Trinity. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are completely united as one. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. How good and pleasant it is when God's people dwell together in unity. Thank you for listening and have a good evening.
The lines will now be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds to acknowledge our speaker for this evening.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
We certainly thank God again for this wonderful and marvelous prayer experience that we've had this evening. We thank God for Trustee Taylor for that inspirational message and charging us and challenging us to be in unity by virtue of our receiving the fruits and participating in the fruits of the Spirit. We certainly thank God for that message, and certainly our hearts can be inspired. And we want to look forward to the expression and demonstration of that unity, and that we may carry out the work and mission that God has given us in unity and gladness. God is a good God, and He is blessing us, and we thank God for all of the persons who are participating in the services this evening. We had last week, and I think no less this week, upwards of 80 persons sharing in this service. And we thank God for that kind of unity and for us coming together, that we might be able to pray and call on the name of the Lord. Let us continue in that unity by being together in the worship experience and sharing in the time of gladness on this coming Sunday. At the annual day of our tribe of Reuben and Altar Guild and Happy Warriors, the three clubs in our church, and we thank God for each one of them. The message on this coming Sunday will be delivered by the Reverend Raymond Lassiter. Let us come and hear and participate in the services on Sunday. Let us remember also the family of Sister Gladys Wilson, whose homegoing service will be on Friday, July 23rd. Visitation will be at 10 a.m., and the worship, services will be at 11 a.m. at the Marshall Marks Funeral Home on 9th Street Northwest. Let us be supportive of that that family. And then let us remember the family of Sister Betty Garner, who transitioned, and is the services will be in Wilson, North Carolina. Let us bless the Lord and pray for all of those who are indeed bereaved. Let me remind you also, and that you, if you have not yet been vaccinated, that you would do so. This is a time that you should make sure vaccinations are free and they are available and accessible. And we encourage you to get vaccinated if you have not been already vaccinated. If you know somebody who is not been vaccinated, please let them know. Let's encourage them. Let's pray for their doing what is necessary, that they might be safe. This is no time for us to let up. I know things sound better, look better The businesses are opening up, opportunities for travel, and a lot of fun out there for you to get into. But also, it is still some danger there that you need to be vaccinated and you ought to practice as well safe measures so that you might be safe and safe. We want to pause now to give you an opportunity to make prayer requests. We're going to ask that the lines be opened up and that you would receive 20 seconds to give your prayer request.
The sick and shut in among us.
God, our Father, we come before you just now to ask that thou wouldest indeed hear the cries and the pleas of your people. We know that you know all about them and you know about the concerns of our hearts and the needs that we have before we even ask them. And so, God, it is our request now that you would attend to those needs, attend to those cares, those moments of frustration and trial. And we ask, gracious God, that you would deliver and bring peace to those whose names are lifted up in the situations that individuals have cried out for, the pain and the trial that has been presented to you. We ask that you would indeed hear those cries. And then, God, we pray for those who are yet in need of vaccination. We pray, oh God, that you would quicken their attention, their hearts, that they might be able to make sure they find themselves to the means by which you've provided for us to be safe in this time of pandemic. And so, God, we just ask your blessings upon them and all of us together. We ask, O God, that you would bless First Baptist Church. We thank you, O God, for what you have already done for us, how you have already protected us along the way, how you've kept us in ministry, and how you've opened up our hearts and our minds, that we would be willing to be a witness, that we would be willing to carry on the services, that we would be willing to minister to your people and provide ways and unique ways in which we can do what it is that you want us to do. We thank you for that, O God, and we ask that you would give us insight and vision and mission and enable us to fulfill the challenge that you have before us. And then, God, we pray for this nation. This nation is going through some turbulent times, oh God. Evil is all around. Confusion, misunderstanding, oh God, and troubled people, heartbreaking people, still roaming in our nation. And Lord God, we do need a Savior to come and deliver us, if it be your holy and divine will. We ask, O God, that you would simply strengthen us, guide us, and bring fresh hope and renewal in our hearts. And then, God, we pray for the hunger and those who stand in need, O God. Bless them. Deliver them, O God, and give us the insight, the strength, and the wisdom that we might be able to do our part in the business of bringing about help and wholeness for your people. And then, God, we ask your blessings upon each one under the sound of my voice. We pray, O God, that you would help those who are struggling, those who are in a difficult situation, whose families are in trouble, O God, and whose lives stand in peril, O God. We just ask that you would be with them and keep them as only you can do. We pray for the sick and the bereaved. O God, comfort them. Let them know that they are not alone, that you're with them every step of the way. Guide, O God, as only you can do. And then, Master, we want to say right now, thank you. Thank you for what you have done in days gone by, how you have opened doors and made ways for us. We want to say thank you. Thank you for what you have already done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for the spirit that prevails in our hearts. Thank you for the peace that abounds within us, O God. Thank you, O God, for the portion of unity and fellowship that abounds with us even right now. Thank you, O God, for all that you have given to us and put into our being, that we might be able to be joyful and hopeful and full of glad tidings. Oh, God, we just say thank you. And then, God, we want to thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for the blessing that's coming our way. Thank you, oh, God, for the deliverance that you're going to have for us as we travel along life's way. Thank you for the protection. Guide and keep us, oh, God. Bless our families, our friends. Bless those who stand in need. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. And our soul says, amen. Amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. Amen, amen, and amen.